Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, well, about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shadlis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Talking about getting things back on track, I think Alvin Bragg is trying to get things back on track. What do you think, huh? Wow, what a mess this trial has been. Stormy Daniels doing the Stormy Daniels kind of thing. I just think, you know, Alvin Bragg as an officer of the court and an AG, has, I don't know if he has any shame. Even the judge, I think, has got to say, look, at enough of this stuff. As much as, you know, clearly they're not enamored by Donald Trump. I mean, certainly his family is involved in, you know, promoting the Democratic Party. He himself voted for Joe Biden. You know, his daughter's making money off of this thing. This thing is just one big hot mess. And if Stormy Daniels was one of their, you know, big witnesses yesterday to make things happen, I mean, this is crazy. Rick Manning is with us right now. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy? Good morning.
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I was just mentioning to the audience, you know, talk about getting them back on track. I mean, Alvin Bragg and this court case in New York is hoping and praying they can get back on track, because what a mess, I mean, yesterday with Stormy Daniels. I mean, even if you hate Trump with all your heart and soul, you look at this stuff and see it. I don't know how you cannot see that this is a fiasco.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is based on the charges that were leveled against Trump and he's being prosecuted. I don't know how she was a relevant witness. She had nothing to do with the decisions on how money would be accounted for in the Trump organization. She was, you know, effectively, here's what her role was in this. Stormy Daniels was a person who may or may not have had sex with Donald Trump. Okay, based on her testimony, she might have, she might not have.
Right.
But what we know is her attorney, Avenatti, went off and he demanded money from Trump in order to get, otherwise they were going to come out. And so,
right.
And so now he's being prosecuted for how they detailed the money. But it's the first time in history the person who was extorted is being prosecuted for paying off the extortionist. It's a, you know, and it's at its core. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's a, and here are the facts we know that are relevant. The controller of the Trump organization, who is responsible for the flow of all the money, testified under oath that Donald Trump never designated how the money would be done, how the money would be allocated. He's the one who put it down as legal expenses, because that's what a legal expense is. You pay your attorney. So he put it down as legal expenses. So, So Donald Trump didn't have anything to do with the classification of the $100,000, and at that point, they don't have a case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is a New York jury. They didn't have a case in the Jean Carroll situation. They had to change the law so they could be prosecuted. They didn't have a case, and they ended up saying they ended up finding him guilty for an $80 million charge because he said she was too ugly to sleep with. But it's a, but that's a, you know, that's essentially, you know, the New York court system. So all in all, you know, I don't know how it's going to come out. I just know that when the guy who's responsible for putting, checking the boxes to what category it should be placed in says, I did that on my own.
Yes.
It's hard to hold the guy, CEO of the company, who, by the way, at the same time was also president. So he probably wasn't involved in how do we handle different, you know, how do we classify different things we spend our money on? He was president. He's dealing with some other stuff at the time. He's a little busy. So all in all, this thing's every bit as much of a garbage dumpster fire as we thought it would be. And, you know, it's, what do you get? It's, it's only caught. Meanwhile, they've got in New York City, they have, rioters attacking the Met Gala. They've got police being attacked by illegal aliens on the street. And the DA who's prosecuting Trump, let out a person who was part of killing a veteran after 14 months on time served. So he's doing a bang up job there in New York.
Yeah, without a doubt. But you know, again, the people are so ideologically fixed, sadly, Rick, that this is the unraveling of one of America's greatest cities. You know what's happening before our eyes, and this is, you know, it's a shame. But, sometimes, you know, like anything else, you've got to hit rock bottom before you realize that you've got a serious problem. And this is perhaps the process that they're having to endure. It's not enough that people are just saying, hey, I'm out of here. Businesses are, you know, disconnecting, you know, from New York because of what they're doing to Trump, because businesses figure it out really quick. I mean, they say, whoa, if they're going to do this to Trump, then, you know, what's going to stop them from doing it to me? And even for that matter, even if you are a Democratic operative and you say, okay, our side's in control now, guess what? Your side isn't always in control. And the things that are happening that the Democrats are doing, you know, in these Democratic cities, karma's a bummer, you know, and it's going to come back on them just like it did with Harry Reid, right?
I don't know if Harry Reid got in a fight with his gym equipment or if the mob got him, but the fact is something happened with him, and it didn't look like gym equipment to me when it came back on him. But the challenge in terms of New York City is relatively simple. They had cleaned up Giuliani and Bloomberg carrying on Giuliani's legacy. Mm-hmm. They cleaned up New York. The murder rate was down to extremely low. Mm-hmm. It was a safe place to go. Tourists could go. People could go see a show without worrying about getting mugged. And in a very short period of time, you'd be nuts to go to New York.
Yeah.
But that's happening with a lot of our inner cities, and it's happening because of a criminal justice process where George Soros backed a whole bunch of prosecutors, including the Bragg, including Fannie Willis down in Atlanta. And their objective was, we're not going to prosecute violent criminals. We're not going to prosecute property crimes, but we are going to prosecute. We're going to prosecute political opponents.
Yeah,
and that's what we've got.
Exactly.
And guess what?
It's become party centric. That's the deal. See, this is all at the feet of the Democratic Party. And this is why people are so frustrated with politics, party politics. They've had it, Rick, because, you know, how are they being served? Are they better off with this system, or are they worse off? And what we're seeing is a worse off, and we're on the brink of some, you know, second American revolution, perhaps. What do you think? We got 40 seconds left.
I hope not. There would be no surviving second American revolution, because China, we'd be wholly controlled by China at that point. What we have to do is we have to figure out how to get our criminal justice system back to being a one-tier criminal justice system, where it's one, the same two people do the same thing, they get the same mm-hmm. punishment.
Yes.
And we have to get back to that. And that mm-hmm. and that's going to require a, you know, the majority of the people telling these bozos who are doing this to our country to mm-hmm. knock it off and to fire them at the ballot box.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Rick Manning
what
on the other
you
side.
You can cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire. Fire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, continues with us. Look, at the bottom line here, Rick, is that if America has had it with the policy, and I don't know how much more pain they need to suffer here under Joe Biden. Here we are, energy dependent, inflation almost 19%, GDP under 2, 1.6. There's misery all over the place. Cost of living, just cause, is anywhere from $1,000 to maybe $1,300 in some states, that we're paying more, you know, for goods and basic goods and services. And it's not like, you know, I keep saying it's not like Joe Biden dropped off a brand new Tesla in our driveway. No, we're just paying more. And then he says, look at, you need to reelect me. If you reelect me, I'm going to tax the holy what have you out of you. Boy, you can't wait in line. And then at every turn, whether it has to do with the border, his meddling in the Middle East, what a mess that's become. You know, he's real good at holding back munitions and, you know, military support, just like he did with Ukraine. Now he's trying to play that card, you know, with Israel and then saying, hey, look, at we're with Israel 100%. Really? Boy, your idea of 100% and mine is, you know, zip codes apart, I think. What do you say, Rick?
Well, I think his handling of Israel has been an example of an old political saying that I learned in the South, and that is the only thing in the middle of the road are yellow lines and dead possum. And he's a dead possum. And so you can't, the riots on our campuses are a direct result of his weakness and his caving in to the boycott of voters in Michigan against him in the primary. When he reacted to that, when he gave positive succor to that and said, gee, that affected me, that had an impact, suddenly their entire Antifa network put on kafefis and ran out into the college campuses and started protesting because they know that he responds to it. They don't do this. They don't do this if, A, there are repercussions on the college campuses for doing it, for damaging buildings and the like, attacking other students. So they don't do it under that. But they also don't do it if they believe it actually will have an impact on policy. And it is having an impact on policy. So that
Perfect point here, and that is it's from the top down. You know, he's the leader of the country. He's setting the pace, and it's amazing how it's just, you know, floated all the way, you know, from the Oval Office, you know, to the presidents of universities, the professors and the students. I mean, it is flowing downhill that fast. And I don't know if America is realizing the connection of how important, you know, the leader of the free world is and the example that he sets, right?
Well, I think we're learning that. We're seeing it very clearly. And, you know, we've given a message to terrorists that it's okay to terrorize our colleges, okay to terrorize our cities, and, you know, we're going to put up with it. The interesting thing on it is when you look at the places that are being impacted, places like New York City and New York as a whole, you look at California. You know what didn't happen when UT Austin, they tried to start pulling that stuff at UT Austin? Greg Abbott said no. And he basically said, this isn't going to happen here. And if you want to protest, fine, you go protest over in that field. But you're not going to disrupt college. You're not going to disrupt this campus. That's what, when you have a strong governor who stands up to this, that's what happens.
Exactly.
Ron DeSantis,
and those kids will have a graduation. Right.
They will have a graduation. Unlike my alma mater, USC, which came in doing a graduation, and then UCLA, which is the arch rival in LA, is, as you know, what they've done is the opposite of anything that makes any sense. It does make sense. It's UCLA, but what they went off and did is their chancellor said, we're going to do an investigation as who's behind this violence, and they're investigating the Jewish students. Actually, they're investigating the Jewish students as being agitators because they went off and stood up for themselves. So the people who, the catalyst for it, the people who are actually causing the violence and the like, who are threatening Jewish students, that's okay. This is kind of like in football when, if somebody punches you and then you're the second guy.
They catch you. You get the flag. Exactly. Well, it's the same thing like with Trump. I mean, you know, all this doing, you know, doing Trump, they're going after, you know, the victim not the people that perpetrated, the situation. So this is, we're in an upside down world. I mean, clearly, this is what's going on. And, meanwhile, again, like in whether it's, like you said, Florida or in Texas, where you have leadership and these kids, are going to be able to enjoy a rightfully earned, graduation and, celebration as it should. And I feel for all these other kids who, most of them, it's been kind of a raucous 4 years of education that started, with COVID, wearing masks and remote learning, and then things almost got to normal. And then, 2 weeks from the finish line, all hell breaks loose again?
Yeah, that's a sad part about this. The kids who are in college right now had lost a year to COVID. Whether they're a sophomore, if they've been a junior or a senior, they lost a year to COVID. If they're a sophomore, they lost a year in high school to COVID. And it's really offensive to, as somebody who went to an expensive school and paid my own way, I've been pretty offended if somebody said, well, you finally made it because you paid your own way, you did all the work, but now we're not going to let you walk across the stage and get a diploma.
Right.
Talk about, I demand my money back. I mean, you can't do that. You have to provide, right. That's part of the service. You can't go to class. And they sit there and say, well, we're going to provide you with online classes. No, that's not what I paid a lot of money
exactly.
for.
Exactly.
That's not what my parents borrowed money to get. And the students, the affected students, in my estimation, have a cause of action against the universities that did not crack down on this because their education, with what they bought, what they paid their hard-earned money for, what they borrowed to be able to do, was denied them. They didn't get it in full. It was denied. And I think there's damages to be held against universities like Columbia University, which have effectively acquiesced to the crazies and to the detriment of their other students.
And the thing is, they're finding, Rick, 30-40% of the kids on campus, they're causing all the problems, they have no skin. I mean, they didn't pay any tuition. They don't even attend.
No.
Right?
Well, that's part of the problem. And that's one of the, if our Justice Department right now are putting half the effort into getting at this network that they've put in terms of finding grandmas who were in the Capitol and
exactly.
If they put half the effort into that, this network would have been broken a long time ago. But we've got an FBI director who claimed that Antifa wasn't a national network and they couldn't track them. And this was 3 years ago when Antifa was attacking people in the Capitol because they happened to support Donald Trump. So you look at this and you say, how do we get back? How do we survive all this stuff? Well, we have to have a federal law enforcement that actually is intent on enforcing the laws and identifying terrorist networks that are actually terrorist networks and working to try to resolve and get to the bottom of what's going on.
Well, the other thing too, Rick, that you wrote about that's key to all this is that we need to send people to D.C., send reinforcements. It's not just Trump. You can't send Trump by himself. He needs to go in with a parade of legislators who are of like mind that care more about America than the party and really do damage to this deep state. And as we've been saying repeatedly, it's not 4 years for Trump. It's 4 plus 8. It's 12 years. This is why the vice president is so key, for Donald Trump, because that will be the future, next 8 years anyway, after Trump, for conservatism. What do you say? We got 40 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
I think that Trump's vice presidential choice is the most consequential choice he's going to make in his second term. And if he makes the right choice, what will happen is he'll have, rather than having a 9 to 10 month time period before he's a lame duck, he'll have 2 to 3 years before he's a lame duck, because they'll be looking at the vice president as being the likely successor. And that will increase the value of his term, increase the ability of stuff to get stuff done, and it'll increase the clout that he has to accomplish his agenda over the next 4 years.
Bottom line, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
Great.
Appreciate it. Take care, Bill.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin going to be joining us, the president co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Good morning, Jenny Beth. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always enjoy our time together. Well, our president has been missing in action, you know, for the past couple of weeks regarding all the campus unrest and anti-Semitism. He did finally speak out. But I got to tell you, there just seemed to be a lack of sincerity. At least that was my observation. What do you say?
Well, I think that there may be a lack of sincerity, and it might be due to the fact that a lot of the donors that are funding these occupiers, I do not call them protesters because I don't think what they're doing actually is protesting. I think it's occupying spaces,
right,
are funded by organizations and donors that are also funding a lot of the Democratic Party campaigns. And I think that it creates a bit of a conflict of interest. And even Politico has been reporting on this. And Politico is not Breitbart or the Federalist. They certainly are much more left-leaning than conservative.
Exactly. Well, and the question to everyday Americans is this the America that you want to live in? I mean, are you seeing what's going on? I mean, we're being worked here. This is massive manipulation brought to you by Joe Biden's Democratic Party. I mean, you got to lay it right at the feet where it belongs. I mean, they are doing everything they can to put a wrecking ball through every institution and every aspect of this Democratic Republic. And you hear Joe Biden all the time talking about, well, Trump is a threat to democracy. Well, first of all, we don't live in a democracy, knucklehead. This is a Democratic Republic. And if anybody's a threat to it, it is the Democratic Party, full stop.
That is correct. You're exactly right. First, we live in a constitutional republic, a representative democracy, not a pure democracy. And they are the ones who are harming it. You've got a two-tiered system of justice. You are allowing occupations and government buildings to happen among people who you support, and yet you are jailing and indicting people who speak out against the administration for similar types of activities. It clearly shows that there is a disconnect. But I think that the American people get this. I don't think that the American people are okay with what's happening on college campuses right now. And I hope that they can see through it. And if we don't get what we need to from this administration, and let's face it, we're not getting what we need to from this administration, whether it comes to dealing with the economy and inflation, the two-tiered system of justice, the wide open borders, all of it is harmful to American citizens and voting Americans. If we don't get what we want from the administration, we've got to change the administration in November, and it is up to us, we the people, to do that.
There's no indication that we will ever get anything that is positive for America. I mean, that is clear with these policies that you just cited, you know, whether it has to do with energy, open borders, liberty. I mean, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, those three key ideas that were, you know, forever, ingrained in, at least when I was growing up, but certainly in our founding documents. All those have been abandoned because of power and control that the Democratic Party is lusting after. And they're willing to sell their souls to the highest bidder. That's what's going on. And it's at our expense. And you're exactly right. See, our opportunity to change the trend and change the momentum here is in November. This is why it's so critical that everybody get out there, you register to vote, and you vote. And we need record numbers, and it needs to be a full-blown mandate by the American people, because you can't just say, well, we're going to elect Donald Trump. Well, you can't send him there buck naked by himself. He needs a battalion of like-minded American patriots who believe in America first to go in and drain the swamp. And then on top of that, Jenny Beth, as we've been saying, yes, it's 4 years for Trump, but this is why his vice president pick is so critical, because I say 4+8. We got to look at 12 years. It's not just 4 years of Trump, because it's going to take a long time to clean up this mess that has been created over the last several decades, brought to you by the likes of Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Well, I think that you're right about that. When you say that it is very important that we look at a good, strong vice presidential pick so that we have the opportunity for 8 years. I think that's extremely important. If we can actually win in November, we have 20 months from inaugural day, from the inauguration until early voting starts in Virginia and other votes that start 45 days before the election day. 20 months. And that means that we cannot walk away. We can't go, okay, well, he got elected, the job is done. We all know now that this man cannot do it all alone, and that they give him everything they possibly can. They throw it all at him. If he does win and we actually hold the House and gain control of the Senate, we have to make sure that the kind of legislation that we want to see passed that will solve these problems actually gets passed. We can't go away into the night quietly. We have to continue making our voices heard.
And people need to realize, Jenny Beth, that all this unrest and disagreement that has been, you know, put on steroids is from the top down. You know, here it is. People thought, I don't know why they thought, because they were told that was to be, you know, by the mainstream media, oh, Joe Biden was going to be the uniter. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what has he done? You know, he's divided us more. His lack of leadership, his anger and bitterness spews out of the Oval Office. It has ignited these kids on college campuses. It's emboldened them. And people need to see the connection that it is top down. This is the example that is being put out by this administration at every level. I mean, you look at his cabinet, this DEI, you know, loaded cabinet. I mean, it is a study, and I think a short study, in how to mediocritize every government institution, in my humble opinion, Jenny Beth.
Yes, I think that you're exactly right, and that's exactly what it's doing. It is not hiring the best and the brightest. It's hiring people based on the color of their skin and attributes beyond their control, rather than looking beyond the color of their skin into what they're capable of. It's no longer doing that, and we're seeing that happen across the country, and we're also seeing it happen in this administration where they're hiring ideologues who are extremely radical and out of step with the American public.
They have a system. I mean, look what happened to Janet Yellen. I may not have agreed with her on everything, but before, I mean, this is a brilliant woman. And she's been reduced to a level of mediocrity that is unconscionable. I mean, it's a very intelligent woman up until her association with this administration. If you track her career, I mean, you know, things are transitory, you know, not as bad as it seems. Her answers on the Hill are so political. I mean, I feel for her because she's a shell of herself. But this is what the paradigm, this is what that system and level of management that has been instituted by Joe Biden and his team, this is what it's doing to people. Jenny Beth, can you see it?
Yes, I think that you're exactly right. And it's making them, it's making even people at the highest levels be much more cautious about what they say and how they act because they don't want this woke mob coming after them. The fact of the matter is, if you don't stand up for what is right, because it's the right thing to do and what you're standing for is right, the woke mob will succeed. And that's why it's refreshing on college campuses around the country to see the students who have sung the national anthem and chanted USA
exactly.
and pulled the
protected
flag
our flag. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then also at UCLA, and this is underreported, you had kids there that were they had a trailer with a video screen on it showing the footage of October the 7th.
That's amazing and exactly what needed to be done. And the community in L.A. stood up for the students who were under attack as well, which is important as well.
And the thing is so sad. I feel for these kids that were expecting they were 2 weeks from graduation, having a celebration, and how many of these commencement exercises have been canceled?
Well, these are the kids who are the class of 2020, the high school class of 2020. They've lost high school and college graduation. Shame on the adults and the so-called experts for not doing what was right.
Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return, but are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'm going to hand it to President Biden. He knows how to buy the votes. You know, whether it's opportunities to get into the Treasury and pay off, you know, some old political debts, whether it's, you know, draining our strategic oil reserve right now, the latest thing is that he's talking about flying in Gazans into the United States to see if he can quell the discontent there in Michigan and Minnesota. You got to hand it to him. He knows how to do this. And it's amazing. He's not writing any checks himself. He's taking money out of the Treasury, which last time I looked, what, $35 trillion in debt? It's, you know, that doesn't matter. What matters is the vote. And he's willing to use everything at his disposal and then some, things that other presidents never would think of in a million years. So all this stuff is all political. And every American should be deeply concerned about reports that the Biden administration is planning on implementing a program to bring Gazans into the United States. This is what Eric Rourke, the director of research and public relations for Numbers USA, is saying. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, here it is. He's at it again. He's buying votes. And here, you know, you've got neighboring Arab nations that want nothing to do with the Gazans, especially even Egypt right next door. You know, Saudi Arabia wants nothing to do with them. But Joe Biden says, hey, look, we'll just bring them into the United States. The same people that participated or endorsed what happened on October the 7th. Let's bring them into the United States. That makes sense, right?
Well, I guess it makes sense to the Biden administration because they keep, you know, putting out there, you know, we see reported that they're working on a plan. But you've made the point introducing this that it's a political decision. And that's, you know, of course, when we're dealing with politics, we're going to deal with political decision-making. But when it comes to national security and public safety, we would expect the government is going to put that first, that this is the national interest is going to be paramount. And that's not the case here. And, you know, we've seen the protests on college campuses and within the, you know, particularly in the House among the Democratic caucus, support for this, bringing refugees from Gaza into the United States. And so when we have we're looking at an upcoming election, you know, young people turning them out to vote. You mentioned Michigan, the vote there among the Muslim population. This is a purely political decision by the Biden administration. Now, whether it's going to be successful or not politically is another question, but there's no concern for how this is going to affect American people when it comes to the decision making. And that's what's, you know, so troubling about this.
Yeah, we're already dealing with 7 to 10 million, and that's a broad range estimate of migrants who have come into our country, you know, already, and now we're going to add Gazans into the recipe. This doesn't make for a recipe that promotes life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, does it?
It doesn't, but again, that's, you know, the Biden administration, and we've seen this play out since the beginning, day one, when they reversed a lot of the Trump policies on the border. You know, they're not trying to prevent illegal immigration, but they're also not among the people who are coming in illegally putting much effort at all into determining who these people are, what their intentions are.
Exactly.
We've had this conversation before. Most people are coming to work, but if you're coming to commit crime or to cause harm to Americans, you're also getting into the country. And when we also, when we think about bringing in refugees, you know, the Biden administration has used the refugee system to set up, you know, sort of a shadow immigration system where they're allowing private individuals to sponsor so-called refugees. But the individuals they're sponsoring through these programs that have been set up by the Biden administration don't have to meet the requirements in law, in the refugee statutes. They just happen to be able to find a sponsor. And when we're talking about vetting individuals, we're going to depend on Hamas and the Palestinian, you know, authorities, the quasi-government authorities there, to provide us detailed information on who these people are and their background. And I don't think any American who's looking at this objectively is going to think that they're going to provide us accurate information. Particularly, it's not just that they're adversaries to us. They are declaring that they want to see the United States destroyed. And we're going to say, well, can you please provide us information about the individuals you're trying to send on?
Is there any indication that Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, would be interested in vetting and doing the heavy lifting that it takes in order to vet these refugees?
I think what we've seen from Secretary Mayorkas is a flat no on that question. He's shown no interest. For example, there have been people who have come in to the United States who have been apprehended by Border Patrol, who have been on the terror watch list, and then subsequently released into the United States. He said this in Congress. He admitted. Now, his defense of that was, well, just because they're on the terror watch list doesn't mean they're terrorists, which is, could be true, but you don't get on the list for being a great guy. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Just because you have a gun to your head doesn't mean there's a bullet in the chamber, right?
Oh, that's true. Right. And that's the thing, is inevitably someone's going to get in. And I think everyone realizes that people are already here because of the millions and millions of people who have streamed over the border or who have flown directly in under these programs, who are intent on causing harm. And it's only a matter of time before that plays out. And this is just increasing the chances. It's a terrible idea. What's really tragic about this situation is Congress appropriated humanitarian aid for Gaza. They could have said this money can't be used to bring in people as refugees or through any program. It could take one line to strike that out. But instead, they funded this program. So, yes, President Biden could implement this program, but he's going to do so with money appropriated by Congress.
Yeah. Sadly, I mean, this is amazing. This is the thing that sometimes you think that Congress is playing checkers and the administration, if you can believe it or not, with a president who is constantly, making mistakes, demonstrating mental deficiency. But, I mean, here you got him with his mental deficiency and all, and he's running circles around Congress. What does that tell you?
Well, I think
maybe he's not as deficient as people want to think. Maybe, huh?
Well, it could be that. I think the White House, you know, they certainly, you don't have to be smarter than, you know, the average bear, so to speak, but you just have to be smarter than the people who are, you know, on the other side of the aisle, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, when everything is about politics and you have to work it through, you know, the calculus of politics and whether or not I will get reelected. See, they know the game and they know how to work both sides to the middle on this thing. And meanwhile, you know, you've got the Republican Party who, you know, people say, well, they're there and they've got control of the House. Yeah, but they don't have the backbone to want to do what needs to be done. And even if that involves, you know, closing down the government, so what? I think when it comes to a border issue, America is so much, you know, concerned about the open border that is almost worthy enough of an issue where the voters would say, you know what, I know it's going to be inconvenient, I know it's going to be a problem, but if we don't take a stand, you know, it's not getting any better. See, the problem is the Republicans are negotiating with a hard left party, and what used to be the middle 20 years ago, Eric, as you know, is way left, and the Republicans say, well, we're compromising, you know, this is government, government's compromise, but you're compromising with the new left that the center has been moved. It's been adjusted, you know, to their temperament, not the moderate, you know, center that used to exist, right?
You're right about that. And the Republicans, or at least the Republican leadership, does a great job of complaining.
Yeah.
But given the opportunity, and this, we saw this with the funding, as Speaker Johnson said, we will attach, in no uncertain terms, he made this promise repeatedly, we will attach border security to any additional funding in Ukraine. And when the vote came on the Ukraine funding, there was no border security whatsoever. And so they have the power of the purse. And as you point out, they had the opportunity. You know, we've had this conversation before. There's lots of important things that Congress is funding, right? But mm-hmm. if you don't secure the border and get that under control, none of the other things matter. Because
exactly.
in the long run, you can't sustain a country without a secure border.
When it's such a key issue, this is what they're going to be measured on. It's like in previous years. Remember, it was Obamacare. They were going to repeal and replace it. They made such a big deal, and they failed. Okay, you can blame John McCain, but you can blame others, too. But John McCain was the deciding factor on that repeal and replace. And the Republican Party was measured on that. You know, it was an important issue for Americans, and they failed to bring it home. And here it is, you know, clearly, look at the polling numbers on the border issue. You know, people believe that the Republicans can, you know, would be more effective in managing the border than the Democrats. But if they fail this time around, I think people are just going to throw their hands up and either check out and not participate, worse yet, and just let the Democrats win by default here, Eric.
Well, and that's the thing on the border. That's the number one issue, not just among Republican voters. That's across the board for all voters, Democrats
exactly.
and independents. That's the top of the list. And
right.
if you want to get people to vote for you, eventually you have to deliver for them, not just talk about what you're going to do, but give them the chance. And that was, again, what was so disappointing about the border security funding is that was the opportunity to do something, to deliver mm-hmm. for the American people, not just your base, not just your donors, but the American mm-hmm. people. And fell very mm-hmm. short. And how are you going to turn people out to vote for you when you promise something and then, you know, it's just pulling the football away at the very end, again and again?
Exactly. I know they claim the Democrats are pulling the football, but it's the Republicans that are pulling the football on the American voter. And they're none too happy, and they're definitely losing confidence in the GOP and their candidates. Eric Rourke has been our guest. Eric is the Director of Research and Public Relations for Numbers USA.
Daily, we're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone?